Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So today, the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB Research Center, put out their latest survey on the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on small businesses. And what they say is that currently 76% of small businesses are negatively impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Just 10 days ago, a quarter of businesses were negatively affected. So just think about the drastic change in numbers there. Joe Colangelo from Boxcar joins us on the newsline. Joe, your business specifically is affected. I know you've been able to make some adjustments, but tell me, walk me through the last couple of weeks of when this hit and now that business is really shut down here in New York, what you've been able to do since then.
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. So Boxcar, we focus on increasing commuter parking supply in those suburban towns that never have enough commuter parking. The way that we do that is we partner with private property owners right nearby train stations, and they rent out their excess parking to commuters through our app. So you can picture like a church. They need their parking on Sunday, Monday through Friday. They make that parking available to commuters through Boxcar. And we, kind of like Airbnb, we take 25% of that money and we give the rest to the church or the property owner. So we started seeing the impact in early March. On March 9th was our first big day down. We were down about 20% month over month. By the end of that week, that was Friday, March 13th, we were down 75%. And then when you look at the history of last week, by the end of last week, we ended up falling 98%. And so right now we are somewhere between down, 98 and 100% on a daily basis versus a month prior. And obviously, we make a lot of plans for the future. This was not one of the plans that we made for the future.
No, how do you even predict that? But since then, and you're down 100%, which is just, unfathomable a couple of weeks ago. Since then, though, because you are a technology company as well, you have an app. What are the things that you're doing just to stay afloat?
Yeah, so and I give this advice to all small businesses, first thing you have to do before you come up with any cool new ideas is attack that expense line, right? Cash is king for us like everyone else. And so we looked at every single recurring expense that we have, everything from the $20 monthly Wall Street Journal subscription up to more expensive computer software, up to our rent, everything basically. And so we were able to find between advertising, marketing, and all of these other subscriptions, basically $20,000 a month in savings. Now, a lot of that's going to come back on once things come back to normal, but immediately we were able to save that money so that we're every day that goes by, we're not giving out as much money to other vendors, which of course has a bigger ripple effect that is for other people to kind of talk about. But those are other small businesses that are no longer getting paid by us.
How do you think this may impact you moving forward? Are you thinking, I mean, obviously I know you're going day by day at this point, but what do you think in terms of the long term? Does this change the way you do business in the future?
Yeah, you know, we're always focused on improving the way that people connect in the suburbs. We think it's one of the biggest overlooked things in opportunities in technology. And when you look at every new tech company that has platform capabilities like Airbnb, Uber, Breather, you know, like those things for office space, they're really focused on urban environments because it's exciting. You know, there's 10 million people in New York City. And so if you can get even a small percentage of that, it's a lot more exciting for most of these companies than getting, you know, the 10,000 people in Chatham, New Jersey. But for us, we really like improving things in the suburbs because it's a bigger opportunity, in our opinion. And I told my team this morning, I said, we're in the relationships business. We're in the relationships business, figuring out how we can help people. And that's a business that's never going to go out of style. So we're going to get back to parking soon. Demand will come back. You know, in the next 6 to 8 weeks, we'll start seeing some sense of normalcy. I'm pretty confident. But in the long term, we got to keep our eyes open and our head on a swivel, because if there's other ways that we can serve our customers' needs, we got to really think about how we can do that so that we're not completely exposed to just a single point of failure.
Interest-free loans from the federal government became available today. New York City is offering small business loans as well, and some other states and cities. How are you possibly utilizing that? I believe you've gotten a loan. Tell me what resources you may be using during this crisis.
Yeah, so we drew down our line of credit about 2 weeks ago. Through a small business lending platform called Cabbage with a K, and they have since stopped lending from what I've seen. They have basically suspended their lending window to small businesses. We have completed, I have filled out but not yet submitted my Small Business Administration loan. There's still a lot going on the government level, and so I talked to my attorneys, and they basically said, you know, we're watching this very closely. We would recommend doing these small business loans, but unless you absolutely need them, wait a week or two before you submit them, because we saw first 3.25% loans. Now we're seeing 0% interest loans. And, you know, there's stuff working its way through the Senate, potential grants, right? Like things that don't have to get paid back. So you don't want to take advantage of one of those if you can avoid it, and then find out that taking advantage of a 3.25% loan precludes you from getting a grant. So that's the other thing, is if you really need the money to stay afloat for the next 4 weeks, you should apply through the SBA or your local EDAs today. But otherwise, you may want to wait a week or two.
Interesting, and interesting advice that you have for other small businesses. And an elected official reach out to you?
We've seen the best coming out of all sorts of people that we have relationships with. So we've had customers reach out and say, can I please buy gift certificates for the future so that you have, you know, you can get some money coming in the door. And then we had one person who's an elected official in a town that we're very active in New Jersey, who reached out and he said, you know, Joe, I've got a home equity line of credit. And if you could use some of that to help you get through this crisis, and then you can pay me back when you can afford to do so, I'm happy to take out some of my home equity line of credit and give it to Boxcar to help you guys get through. And I said, that's incredibly kind, and we don't need it. We're really well positioned. We've got tons of runway, but I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Joe Colangelo at Boxcar, keep fighting the good fight, and good luck.
Neil, thanks for your focus on small businesses. These are the stories that got to get told right now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.